It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Hopefully you stayed inside.
Dude.
It was wild out there, man. Or at least you don't have allergies. I don't know. Or you Claritin'd up either way. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Andy Bork, you're absolutely correct. I know. I was like, man, I'm fine. I was good all month. I tempted fate. I woke up like, what the hell is going on out here, man? But yeah, it was a real yalla weekend for a lot of people out there and everything. So hopefully everybody came out well. Busy ass sports week as far as, you know, Hawks in action. United, great damn game.
What a comeback.
Incredible comeback.
Yeah, so fun.
NCAA tournament here in Atlanta.
Yeah. Everything Sweet was 16 great. And Elite Eight games over the weekend.
Yeah, man. And
all number ones, all in, number the ones in the
Final Four, which I think is great. Obviously, we'll talk about that. The French guy, he was balling.
Dude.
36 and thing.
Hey, he's playing.
What I said? I was like, I'm like a little French boy.
Good.
He is really Yeah. Really, really playing good.
He really is. Yes. Reese Hoshea with a career high last night. Yes. The Bucks ought to be ashamed of themselves. Now, I understand they have injuries and all that. They gave up 145 yes. points at home
yes.
last night.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's yes. and good. The Hawks played good, and Reese Hoshea balled and all that, and I get it, and I'm happy for it. And they seem to be playing their best basketball since Jalen Johnson got hurt of the year, which is awesome.
Yes.
But damn, Bucks.
Yeah, man, they going through something like that. I know.
And they suck.
Their whole objective is to keep Giannis.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you better watch out, man. But
I know Dame's got the who knows how long blood clot injury, yes. and they were without a couple of other guys too. But like
they put it on trade.
Giannis played. Nice. How does Giannis play and you lose like that?
This dude had 19 and 19.
Yeah.
I mean, just an unbelievable night by him. What else went on? I'm trying not to get to what happened.
Well, the Yankees hit about 400 homers.
Dude, okay, we were talking before the show because they got this bazooka bat?
Yeah, torpedo
bat. Torpedo bat. Torpedo. Yeah. And they're talking about it, and I'm asking, like, is this a new thing?
Apparently.
Apparently it is. I didn't know that. Now,
well, apparently it is. So here are all the baseball guys. Yes. Like, shake. All right, here's the deal. It's new in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Right?
But it's not illegal.
No, it's not. Okay. Otherwise, they wouldn't be using it.
Meaning, why didn't they use it before?
Because it's relatively new, I guess. Like, no. Like, they had it in spring ball or whatever, fall ball or something like that. All I know is
they're still hitting home runs.
They're using it. And they had 100 home runs over the weekend. Yes. The bat's shaped weird, and they hired an MIT scientist and all that stuff to make it.
Right.
The Braves aren't using it.
Yes.
And they didn't score any runs.
We got to talk about them now?
Probably.
There's no way in hell that you had told me.
Probably got to talk about
it. There's no way in hell you had told me when we left Twin Peaks.
All I'm saying is at least try them. That's
Friday.
All I'm saying.
There's no way we left Twin Peaks and Kennesaw on Friday. Then when we came here Monday morning, the damn Braves would be 0-4. In like a real bad, bad 0-4.
I didn't think they would be
0-4. I would make 2-2. I would have took 1-3.
Going into last night, I would take 1-3 for sure.
I saw the stat this morning. This is the first time the Padres have been 4-0 since 1984.
And the first time the Braves have been 0-4 since 1980.
Unbelievable.
Well, 0-4 by getting swept in a four-game series to start. I guess they were 0-4 in 2021 when they won the World Series.
Bad. That was a bad, pathetic, whatever you want to call it. No bats. I mean, guys on base can't get to home, though.
Well, the pitching, they didn't have any guys on base yesterday.
I just don't Okay, there we go. It's bad. And I didn't think it was going to be this bad. And now you see they need some work. They need some help. Obviously, the guys got to play better that's out there. But, man, they're going into a place where they got their ass beat by that team, the Padres, who's a good team. Don't get me wrong.
They're a good team.
They're going to get their ass destroyed by the damn Dodgers.
Dodgers are a great team.
The Dodgers might destroy the damn Braves. Now, I'm not betting on it, but I wouldn't say that if somebody wanted to put some decades on it, to do it.
I'm just going to probably sit back and watch this one. I don't know that I'm going to bet any money on it at all.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really bad. But again, like, it is really bad. It is really, really bad. But, like, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, it's the lineup you got.
Yeah.
Like, I know Ronald Acuna's coming back at some point, but, like.
He fixes a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my boy Bo over here. Bo, what kind of shirt you got on, dog? Bo got a second fiddle Dodgers shirt.
Yeah, he's making fun of the
Dodgers. After the Freddie Kreis tour.
Oh, okay.
So Clayton Kershaw came out and said, well, I hope we're not second fiddle.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a Braves shirt that I wear when they play the Dodgers.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, I thought you were saying they were second fiddle to them.
No, but nobody is.
Nobody
not right
is,
now.
Not right now. But, yeah, I mean, it was a very frustrating weekend. I thought, any positive. Shrelly looked pretty good.
Shrelly looked good.
He looked good.
I thought AJ Smith-Shawver looked
he was fine.
Mostly good.
He was fine.
There was some ups and downs, mostly good.
It was them bats.
Lopez was okay. Sale, we talked about, he was okay. The bullpen was honestly, like, overall was mostly okay. Obviously, they gave up the lead in the first game and then had a couple of bad innings throughout the weekend, but they pitched a lot of innings. Like, the bullpen had to pitch a lot of innings because the starters didn't go deep in the game.
Yes.
I mean, Shaver only went 4 innings yesterday.
Yes.
So, and I know there's pitch count early in the season and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But there's no story other than the Braves offense just flat out stunk.
Yes.
Like there's nothing else to say other than that.
That's
like,
not the first game.
You could talk about right. You can talk about whatever, like Hector Neris isn't good and he came in yesterday and wasn't good again, but he's not good. So like what do you want him to do?
Why do you keep putting
him
in?
What do you want him to do? Be good? He's not good. He's gonna be himself.
Be himself.
Yeah, he is. He sucks. So if you keep putting him in games, he's going to suck. But if you score 0 runs, it doesn't matter. I could pitch. It makes no difference. They scored 0 runs yesterday.
0.
They sent 25 guys to the plate. Minimum amount of guys came up to bat yesterday because two guys got on base with a hit and a walk, and they both grounded into double plays. So it doesn't matter. Like, all the other stuff is just, secondary, third, whatever. Like, we talked about this a lot of the year last year, and I know that injuries were the headline and the number one culprit of failure.
But
a lot of guys also hit bad last year when they were healthy, when they were in the lineup, even early when everyone was in the lineup. So I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. Yeah, because they fired him.
Yeah, they fired
and
him.
I will say this. The approach did look a little different. Like, they took more pitches. They at least tried to in the first couple of games. They drew a few more walks. Like, they tried to look a little bit more patient at the plate. That went away on Saturday and Sunday because it just was just awful. I don't know. I mean, hopefully it's just the first series of the season and that's that, but.
I don't like the West Coast starting out there, man. Maybe they just start to over here. They went all out and went to West Coast. They got just thumped by.
I was thinking, too, it's like if you had to start anywhere on the road, like L.A. and San Diego are nice just weather-wise.
Beautiful.
You'd hate to start in Chicago and some places like that where they've started before, New York, where it can be cold this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you'd rather start at home, although home this weekend would have been tough just with all the pollen, but. I don't know. There's no excuse. They just sucked. Didn't hit.
Yeah, they had a bad.
They haven't scored in 22 innings.
That's unbelievable,
dog. There's no. I don't know. I don't have a reason why.
No.
I know what I saw, and it was bad.
It was one of those things where you're just like, okay, here we go. All right. It was a whole bunch of that for me this weekend with this damn team.
Look, there was some bad luck, and there, like, you had the thing on Saturday where Tatis hit the ball off the bottom of the pitcher's foot and it went in the dugout and it's a double, and it's the one run they score. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And then last night you finally got a guy on base and Michael Harris hits the ball off the pitcher's foot and they turn it into a double play. Like, that's in terms of luck,
right?
Like, that's what the weekend was.
Yeah.
But you didn't get swept by the Padres because of bad luck.
You got your ass kicked by the Padres.
You got swept by the Padres because you couldn't hit the baseball.
That's exactly what happened.
So get some torpedo bats.
Yes. Well, I mean, if they're over there. Because they're talking about investigating and all these different things. I'm like,
While they're investigating,
you use them until they tell you can't use them. Now, I don't know where you buy one of these things at.
I got a Louisville Slugger on the logo of one of them. So they're making them.
That's what I'm saying. They're making them. But you can't go to a bat. Well, I'm sure MLB players will go to a bat. They ordered them? Order them from where? Let's get the address here.
I'm gonna.
You know what I mean?
The Braves have ordered some.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, they did. Okay. They ordered some on Saturday night.
Okay.
Not gonna help everybody. Like the pull hitters, the bashers that we have, like Austin Riley and Matt Olson, that get full extension. You don't want anything to do with one of these torpedo bats.
Why?
But the inside out guys that actually hit for base hits, like Luis Arraez.
Okay.
You know, those guys, it'll help.
Okay. All right.
Well, help Aaron Judge.
Well, help.
I mean, Aaron Judge doesn't hit with it.
He doesn't hit with it?
Oh, okay.
I thought he was.
I thought he was saying Chaz uses it, right?
Jazz does use it. And he hit two home runs yesterday with one of those bats.
Okay.
He's one of those contact hitter type guys. That,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, just get some anyway.
It's not really about that. It's just only kind of about that. It's about just do whatever you need to do.
Yes.
Like, because, again, like, this is four games in a season that's 162 games long. Like, pretty good chance this lineup's not going to look like this. But we also said that for a lot of the year last year, and it continued to look like this.
Exactly.
Not like that. Like, that was extreme. They scored 7 runs. They're the worst offense in baseball after 4 games.
Yes.
They're not the worst offense in baseball, I don't think.
I don't think so.
But it also, like, yesterday, and again, it didn't matter. Nobody did anything yesterday. When the bottom of your lineup is Arcia at 7, and he was the only guy that got a hit.
Yeah, so okay.
Let me get off his back. Yeah. He was the only guy that got a hit.
He didn't get benched, but another guy started.
But when Arcia's seventh, that means two guys are batting behind him.
Yes.
That's Chadwick Trump and Kelnick. Like, you're in a bad situation.
Well, Kelnick went yard yesterday, when did he get home?
Friday.
Yeah, I'm all getting damn confused.
Nobody
went yard yesterday. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you just got to figure it out because you get Ronnie back. That bumps everybody down one. You know, Michael's struggling at the plate. He's just like, he's the whiffing that Michael Harris is like 3 straight strikes. Like, I mean, he's got to get it going. But the hell, all of them. Let's just call it what it is. All of them got to get it. It's not the hidden coach. I don't know what it is then, Bunk.
I thought Drake Baldwin had some good at-bats.
Oh, God, please. I cannot take any more of the ball came off his bat 100 miles an hour.
I think he also
– Did it – was it fa- was it in? Did they catch
they
the ball?
Yeah,
okay, then
it.
I don't give a damn how hard he hitting the ball.
But I had a good approach.
Hit it where it ain't going.
I had a good approach.
Hit it over the wall.
Also,
hit it, make it let them hit it on the ground.
Also,
I don't hear no more about that.
Do you think he should have drawn a walk at the end of the game on Saturday? I think that was a bad call by the umps.
Yeah, but still, I keep hitting all this.
Well, I know, but
that's gonna be Snit's thing. All right, well, he's hitting it hard.
Even Snit was honest yesterday.
Yeah.
Even Snit was honest yesterday. Was like, it was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad. There's nothing really to say about it. And like, I know it was bad too. We just got 2 more minutes left in the segment, so I'm gonna say a couple other things.
But I'm saying, like, it was.
I thought the rookie had an okay approach at the plate.
I thought he did better behind the plate.
Did you?
I thought he did a little – I said better. Because the first game, I mean, they were just going on him.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he did a little bit better as far as, you know, his pop time. Still not there.
No.
Still not there.
I don't think he threw anybody out.
But he didn't. But it got better. You could tell that he's, like, getting – you know, because he knows they're going to try him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows this. And so he's trying to get that you know, and that just always comes with experience and everything.
I'll say this about the Padres. Those guys in the outfield can play.
Yes.
They got a good damn outfield, man. And I know Tatis is healthy now, so he looks phenomenal. Like, when he's healthy and right and not suspended for hair cream or whatever.
He's one of the best players in baseball.
He is one of the best players in baseball. Yes. It feels like people almost forgot that. Like, it happens with young guys like that.
I think they do.
Like, every once in a while, there's a guy that's just sort of out of sight. Like, I think Ja Morant is kind of like that in the NBA right now.
I will give you
that. Now, they're playing like crap.
Yes.
So,
fire their damn coach.
They fire their coach. Who knows? Maybe they're going to blow it up. I have no idea what they're going to do in Memphis. But it's like certain guys just kind of – we have such a short memory these days that, like, young players are kind of out of the limelight for 15 minutes. And it's like, he's out.
No, he's one of the best players in baseball.
Tatis is incredible.
He's one of the best players in baseball.
And he didn't catch the ball at the wall on was it Saturday or was Friday? I don't know what it was, one of the days. But he kept it in, and the Braves ultimately ended up not scoring because of it. So they play some good defense.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good day. I don't want to –
They're a very good baseball
team. They're a very good baseball team. They're going to be
in
it.
I mean, they're
the
ones that knocked the Braves out of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to be in this thing, and I do believe that. I think they're going to be one of the final teams also because they are a damn good football team. I mean, good baseball team, nice lineup, good enough pitching. They are going to be there. But the way the Braves showed up to start the season is raggedy.
Very bad.
It's very, very raggedy. And now you're going to – I mean, I would rather go to Arizona, but then you got to go up and play the damn Dodgers, the best team in baseball.
If you could go to Anaheim?
Yeah, why not?
Could you convince them?
Go see Wash.
Yeah, just go play those guys. Although they started 2-1 over the weekend, too. They got two more wins than you do.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Now you got to go up to L.A. and – oh. They are as advertised. This dude, Mookie, that lost 100 damn pounds. And what did he do? Go out there and walk off the other night?
Oh, yeah.
Just nasty.
They're 5-0, man. Like, they're going to win 100 and whatever they want.
They are.
This year.
They are a damn
They're
going to
win
100
and whatever they want.
Yeah. Let's see. Grant Holmes going tonight.
Is it too early for, like, somebody just blow up in the locker room and start flipping blank over?
Things too early.
Is it?
Yeah.
When is not too early for that? And also, who does that on this team?
Who's
the guy that flips stuff over and goes nuts?
They got a guy who cuts up uniforms.
Chris Sale.
Yeah.
Maybe it is him. That's a decent option, actually. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody got to...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do something.
Do something. I don't know. I have a great solution. Here's what you can do. For the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, turn to our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, every Sunday for From the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant will bring you up to date on the latest Braves news with exclusive interviews and analysis. You can only get From the Diamond this week's show, Sunday, 9 a.m. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. From the Diamond with Grant McCauley, Sunday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back and tell you what's trending to kick off the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.